The concept of the internal knower is not so easy to grasp. Furthermore, the identity of the internal knower is not easy to grasp, to capture. It's actually very, very subtle. I spoke about the event of the entry of the internal knower into our existence, into our consciousness, the bringer of the knowledge of self from the beyond. And I spoke about the fact that he is the bridge, both energetically and existentially, between the person and what is meant to become pure consciousness. But evolution is complex. And it's not always going very far. Sometimes it's quite often. Most of them, it sort of stops in the middle. For instance, there's no any assurance that the presence of the internal knower will result in awakening of pure consciousness. In fact, it rarely does. What is the most common state of awakening? That people on the spiritual scene experience. It is what we call state of awareness. And what is that state of awareness? It is the spatial dimension of the internal knower, which is experienced more or less in the middle of our head, skull. So these people realize the state of awareness, and that's it. The evolution stops, at least on the level of expanding into pure subjectivity. And while it is a positive realization, state of awareness, it has its limitations. It does not have vertical dimension. meaning it cannot rest, it cannot surrender. It's not entirely comfortable. It is beyond the mind, but it does not provide that true place of comfort to that higher place for being, for existing. It's relatively better than being stuck in the person, unconscious person, but it's limited. And there's also quite interesting thing about the state of awareness. That it is rather impersonal. You cannot really experience it as me. Which is also, by the way, one of the reasons why it's difficult to grasp the internal knower is because it is not me. It carries the knowledge of self, or that information of self, but it does not yet have me. It's something entirely else. So the question is, why some people get stuck in the state of awareness? Because they stop seeking. They run out of fuel to move further. And they lack guidance to inspire the further search. And they lack imagination, and they lack the sensitivity to identify the limitations of their experience. Or they convince themselves that they are in such a great state. Even though they are still suffering. And I don't mean on the human level, that state itself is not free from suffering. Now, very important subject. I often speak about the fact that internal knower activates pure attention. Sometimes it is done first from the person, based on the intention of the person, and then it goes through the internal knower, and sometimes it happens spontaneously from the internal knower alone. But how is it done? and do or shall I say, does the entry of the internal knower into our existence automatically enable us to have pure attention? Perhaps many of those so-called awakened people don't actually have pure attention at all. So I would say that the ability to activate pure attention is actually a result of a new type of awakening. You basically need to awaken to pure attention, or pure attention has to awaken within you. And it all is tied to that previous topic about regarding meeting oneself. If one cannot use or does not have pure attention, obviously that person cannot meet himself. Not just on the level of pure me of consciousness. He actually cannot have pure me of consciousness, as at least not in a proper way. He cannot awaken the person either, because person is also eventually awakened through pure attention. The absence of pure attention is a problem. It is true that it can be transmitted. And it is being transmitted in this teaching. Its energy is indivisible from this teaching, even before we created the concept of pure attention, which was a while ago, I remember, in one of the retreats in Germany. But even though it can be transmitted, and it is being transmitted, it is being shared, the information of pure attention, you still need to meet that pure attention. And pure attention is as well extremely subtle. It is so fine. In fact, a tremendous amount of sensitivity is required for a person to be able to meet that pure attention and additionally to use it properly. So what if you don't have pure attention? I mean, theoretically speaking, what are you going to do? The important thing to understand is how the internal knower activates pure attention. He has internal attention. What can he do to activate pure attention? I've been contemplating it recently because there's something there that was still eluding me in that mechanism. How is it happening? And to understand that, you need to understand that intricate connection, intimate, some kind of a connection between the internal attention and pure attention. I also mentioned many times that clinging too much to internal attention can actually block pure attention. It's like this, similar as you can control your experience from us, such as of pure me of consciousness from the person, like person is trying too hard and it's actually messing everything up. So in a similar way you can control your experience through internal attention. It's also like you basically transfer your controlling tendencies into the internal attention. Because it gives you a level of control, like I am looking in the direction of pure me of consciousness. Internal attention is more coarse, so it gives you more sense that you are in control. But as I said, it needs to be renounced in order to open the way for pure attention. But it is not so straightforward. Because the activity of pure attention is preceded by the activity of the internal attention. Meaning, internal attention comes first, pure attention follows, and internal attention goes into suspension. It if it doesn't go into this into suspension, then we have this case of controlling our pure subjectivity too much through internal attention and blocking the flow of pure attention. But there is this there's a way that internal attention is activated in a most subtle way, I would use the word, I'm using this word a lot, but it's very appropriate, etherically. And very, how to say, fast. So fast. Of course, you can slow down its activity if you want, but in a most harmonious scenario related to what we call, used to call pure directed recognition. There is just noticeable, very fast but, redirection of our consciousness via internal attention where the internal knower is looking in certain direction such as pure mere consciousness, and immediately that internal attention is shut down and replaced by pure attention. So this is how the internal knower activates pure attention. I hope I explained it clearly enough because it is not easy to understand. But if you observe very carefully how your pure attention comes into action, through directed recognition, such as you decide to feel pure mere consciousness, in that split of a second, the internal attention was in operation. And it actually gave the direction to pure attention. It's very important clarification. So now we also get to know that internal attention has a profound role in that in the distribution of recognition. It's not only a coarse kind of attention, that a beginner's attention, but after it being completely retired and replaced by pure attention, it's embedded in the very existence of the internal knower and is always present. It's not always active, but it is ready to act. So there's this very fine, fast transition between this etheric internal attention and from this etheric internal attention into pure attention. So smooth that you may even not notice it. So here we have discovered a few important things. This is what I was just talking about now. What it actually means that the internal knower activates pure attention. Well, we can say, yeah, it activates pure attention, but how? How is it actually done? And then we also came to understand that pure attention is not automatically part of our consciousness just by the fact that the internal knower came into our existence. It is quite possible that the person simply does not have pure attention. Pure attention has to be awakened. Because without pure attention, nothing is going to happen to you, for you. So this subject that I will continue, how to activate pure attention, how to awaken it, how to meet pure attention, and how to use it skillfully. One thing is certain, without pure attention, the game is over. And last thing to clarify, that distinction that we made in the past between ordinary directed recognition and pure directed recognition is very much connected to that subject here, and is you'll be able to see it in different light. In ordinary, we stopped using this term. Pure directed recognition, because that is the only right recognition, while the ordinary directed recognition is basically flawed, primitive. But here we can see a certain meeting. How these two intersect. So, in the gross directed recognition, first you activate the internal attention, and you are looking in certain direction towards any of the centers of your soul, and then you are supposed to renounce it. So this pure attention can take over. But what is really happening in the correct directed recognition is that there is a very fine, very fast, very etheric, subtle activity of the internal attention, which is being immediately completely fluid and imperceptible way replaced by pure attention.